Guess what? The only thing that saved me last week as I lay in bed with the flu were oranges and lemons. Citrus. I have a grand love affair of them. They were the only thing I could taste, the only thing I enjoyed. And it just so happens that Danny Vallant, cook and writer, is in the house to chat it down about the citrus.
Yeah, I haven't developed a citrus wrap for you. That was remiss of me, wasn't it?
It's a citrus wrap.
Yeah.
You're just back from the UK. You've been busy enough.
I've been busy. I've been in cherry land and strawberry land, actually. But I'm happy to come back to citrus land because winter is citrus season. And I think, you know, lemons and limes, they're available, you know, through the year. But oranges are just so good right now. Mandarins coming in autumn. And I look forward to them. I love them.
I've got an orange tree. I've got a lemon tree. And I've got a lime tree. I'm a big fan.
Apparently.
What do you think is the – who are the king and queen of citrus in your world?
Oh, because king and queen makes me think of size, and that makes me think of grapefruits and pomelos and big things. But I don't know, like the rogue prince would have to be the mandarin. I love them. I love how easy they are to peel. I love how you can just always have one in your bag. I mean, in season, preferably not 6 months after they've gone out of season, because that's a mum's handbag error that can occur.
It's a really bad one.
Yeah.
Can we agree, though, that kumquats have no real place?
They certainly do have a place on many front porches and in many gardens.
Yep.
In fact, I have one. And look, there's nothing wrong with kumquat marmalade, but, I mean, it is the poor cousin, isn't it?
I remember as a kid, you know, just picking up a kumquat, thinking it was an orange, taking a bite. No,
it's not. It's not a baby orange. No. You're going to be those lips are going to be puckering and not in a good way.
If you love citrus, if you love oranges and lemons pomelos, all the rest, give us a buzz. Why not? 1300 222 774 and save. Don't save your recipes for the out there. Share them with us. What do you do with your excess of oranges and lemons this time of the year? Are you a preserver? 1300 222 774 is the number to call, or you can shoot through some texts. 0437 774 774. Danny, when I was a child, my parents took us to London for a holiday. It was actually my grandmother's birthday kind of a thing. So, you know, it's a bit hoo-ha, and we stopped over. And I remember sitting at the airport and there was this orange crusher. It was like a machine that made orange juice, including the peel.
Yes.
Yep, the whole thing. That didn't take off around the world. Obviously, there was a bit of a taste.
Yeah, with the peel in there. I mean, all for roughage and all for, you know, whole beast cookery, nose to tail of the orange.
That's right, but the pips and everything and pith.
No. Right. I mean, look, orange juice is very widely drunk. And, of course, you know, a lot of us think these days that we do want to have the whole fruit, but because we get the fibre, we get the bulk, because a fruit juice is basically just like drinking sugar water. You might as well have a can of soft drink, unless you've got that fibre in there. But I'm not including the peel in there.
Aren't we underestimating the vitamin richness of it by calling it a soft drink? I mean, it's high in C.
Sure. Okay. We'll take the C.
Thank you.
But we're losing the fibre. And I think, I think people that think orange, I mean, look, I'm not here to crusade against orange juice. I'm partial to a glass every now and again.
If you don't mind.
A glass of sunshine in the morning. But I do prefer my my orange or my lemon blitzed in smoothie form. You know, it's talking about peel though. I have recently been putting the whole lemon in a smoothie, including the peel. And that is great. I'm calling that my lemon bomb smoothie. It's really good.
What else do you put in with it?
Whatever. I try to make it green. Some silver beet or spinach, some lettuce.
There's something missing from this picture. There is a sweet element that I think.
Orange.
Okay. Got it. So you put in some orange. I'm like.
You're not drinking it yet, are you?
No, I was not opening my mouth yet.
Okay.
In my imagination.
But now that I've put the lovely orange, the health-giving orange that's got you through the last week.
Exactly. We'll put a mimosa in front of me.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. So champagne and orange juice, very tried and true combination. Yes. In summer, I was doing a mimosa. I made a sort of orange sherbet ice cube out of the orange element and popped that in my bubbles, and that was nice.
Fancy at your place.
That was very good. Come round next summer and I'll whack you one up.
I certainly will. For many people, their, I guess, childhood retained image of an orange involves a sports field, yeah?
Yeah. Orange is at halftime. Is there anything that says weekend more than that?
I mean, who started that?
I don't know.
It's wonderful.
It is great. I guess it's, you know, the kids want a bit of sustenance. It's we can't just hand out jelly snakes willy-nilly. It's great. And, you know, we do sport on the weekends and there's always someone rostered on to bring the oranges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Danny Vallon, I've had some strong pushback from a listener over here on the text line. Kumquats and brandy. Hey, yum, says Maria from My Green Garden. Good one, Maria. Also, excuse me, Claire, says Tim from Kyabram. I absolutely love kumquats. You have to eat them whole.
Oh.
So you get the sweetness. Hang on. The sweetness from the ripe skin to cut through the tartness of the flesh. Call me Tim. I don't understand that. The sweetness of the skin. 1300 222 774.
Could be that Kyabram sunshine that we just perhaps don't get.
But, could.
I mean, look, that's all we need is ideas for kumquats. So this is why it's great to chat about them.
Well, here we go. Someone's put it out there. This is from Suburb A. I don't understand that name. The text, however, says, Claire, wrong. Kumquat is the princess of citrus. Kumquat pudding are the two words that text ends on.
All right. I mean, I'm starting to see some sweetness added. Mm-hmm. So I'm starting to fall in love with the concept and I'm happy to give it a go because goodness knows we can't have marmalade.
No,
we can't have that much marmalade. You give it away and someone gives it back to you. It's like, come on.
Now, my dad was a marmalade eater. Like, you've got to love it.
I love it. He
cracks it open and gets through a jar.
Oh.
Easily.
Okay.
He could easily polish that off.
Oh. Full admiration.
I thought it was something that would a pleasure that would be saved for adulthood. I haven't tried for years. Hey, there's something we've forgotten.
Tell us.
And I've been reminded of it by this capital lettered text over here with two exclamation marks at the end. Clementines.
Yes.
Oh, yum.
Absolutely.
What is a clementine?
Well, it's a lesser loved citrus. Mm. And delicious, perhaps one you pick up more at farmers markets than at the supermarket. But, delicious, mostly in cooked preparations, I would suggest.
All right.
Love some more ideas for that too.
Lynn from Mildura, what are we forgetting in this picture?
Oh, look, I'm just driving around Mildura and Kirlwa over the river, which is loaded with citrus trees full of fruit. It just looks gorgeous.
What's your favourite?
Well, I love Tangellos.
Oh, yes.
Mm.
I'm so with you, Lynn.
Yeah, and my mum always put up kumquats in brandy every year. Really very, very grown up.
You know when you put kumquats in brandy, do you eat the kumquat or you just pour the brandy?
Oh, no, eat the whole lot.
Okay.
Once it's matured for some time with lots of brandy and sugar, they're heavenly on ice cream.
Oh, okay.
Yum.
A soused ice cream. That sounds great.
Something. Maybe not one for the kids so much.
Oh, no. We wasted on the kids.
Lynn, thanks for reminding me of the Tangello, of course, because it's easy peel and it's just got a nice thick skin so it doesn't squash as easily as the other ones.
No, so juicy. They're beautiful. Mm.
They are beautiful. And you're in the place for it up there in Mildura. Beautiful citrus trees up there. Yep.
So do you live up there?
Come visit.
Yeah, I love it there.
Lynn, do you ever get sick of citrus when you live in Mildura?
Never.
No way.
Never.
Yeah.
No.
Love it.
No way.
All right. Well, love to all of you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Claire.
This texter says a house is a house, even a home, without a lemon tree.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
Good question.
Very good question. You know, it's probably a good time to remind people to snip off the gall wasp.
I beg your pardon.
So our lemon trees in Melbourne are very prone to a pest called gall wasp. And you'll see them because they've got this telltale bulging branch. And there is a bit of a campaign to get everyone who does have a lemon tree in the back garden to make sure that they've inspected their tree and snipped off those branches and put them in the bin because, you know, if one person's got gall wasp, the next person's going to get soon. So, let's keep our backyard lemon trees healthy.
What's the most unusual serving of citrus that you've ever experienced as a cook?
Oh, that is a big question. I mean, look, I'm doing something a little bit experimental today. I just whacked it in the oven before I came here. So I'm cooking pork shank for the first time because I found myself on the Mornington Peninsula at a free-range pig farm on Saturday. So I was just driving around randomly while my...
Just cruising, looking for a pig farm.
Yeah, well, just stumbled upon one and bought a pork shank, which is not a cut that you see very often. So I've popped it in the oven with a whole, well, with a mandarin, skin and all, and just halved it just with some root vegetables. And I'll have to let you know next time how it turns out, or you know, check it out on Instagram. I'll show you the results. At Danny Vallant, because the house is going to smell nice when I get home. I can tell you that.
It certainly is. I heard that you had an unusual encounter with a toastie in Ireland.
Oh my goodness, yes.
What happened?
So I'd just been driving around Ireland and stopped off for a panini, which are ubiquitous. and on the menu, which had some curious spelling of various ingredients, it had mandarinas and in the toastie, and I'd had to ask what it is, and she looked at me though as I was rather a silly person and said it was like a small orange. I was like, okay, so it was what I thought it was, and I thought, well, I've got to try it because I'm always intrepid, and there it was in the toastie. The tin segments, mind you, because not in season, well, not that they're growing many mandarins in Ireland, but...
Was it yummy?
You know what? It actually wasn't too bad, and it made me think... Here, you know, I love a tomato in my toastie, but I also love buying seasonal. Tomato's not so great right now. I'm going to give it a go before the mandarins go off on their merry way. What do you reckon? Are you going to have a go too?
Well, I reckon this actually could be a thing.
Because what about like ham with mandarin in a toastie? I mean, why not?
I mean, it would be unbelievable. If we're adding oranges to salads, which we do.
Yes, you know, a bit or of grapefruit. Or
couscous.
Yeah.
And we're at, I don't see why not.
I don't see why not, because, I mean, a tagine, like a tagine with, say, lamb and orange, or duck, of course, with orange, you know, tried and true combination. So I think we can think about meat and fruit and put it all together.
Keep your calls coming, guys. 1300 222 774 if you want to share a bit of a, you know, citrus tip, a bit of a story from your life about citrus. You know what I love, before I get to your calls? You know what I love, and I imagine you'd make a very good one, Danny Vallant, is that orange cake vibe. My friend Libby makes one.
Okay.
Orange cake with the whole orange.
Yes, in that case you are allowed to put in the whole orange, aren't you? Because there's two ways that I know to do it. One is that you boil the whole orange first and so it just all collapses and it's just beautiful. The other one is that you just put the raw orange and blitz it up with your other cake ingredients, and you can make a beautiful gluten-free cake with almond meal and the whole orange. Do it with mandarins as well if you like, if that's what you got lying around. And then you know what? Tangelo done like that. That would be fantastic. It would be.
Okay. Dallas from Williamstown.
Oh, hello, ladies. I make kumquat curd.
Okay.
Kumquat jam. And you can put kumquats marinated with scotch and with brandy with some cinnamon sticks and cloves and sugar, and then top it up with water and just leave it sit there. I leave it in the back of the fridge and sit there. You can take the kumquats out and use it as a dessert after that, and you can drink the liquid as a liqueur, or you can turn the whole lot into bombalay.
Into what? Into bombalay. Did you say?
And it's lovely, the marmalade.
Oh, marmalade, excuse me.
Oh, a boozy marmalade. You know what? I'm going home and I'm apologising to my kumquat tree because I have not honoured it enough.
I started this fight. I mean, it was me. I judged it as a child, and I shall now also go back and have another
look. Lime curd and lemon curd, but I think the kumquat's the best.
Could you tell me about the kumquat curd? Sorry, I've got the sound of my voice coming back to me, Dallas, behind you. Tell me about the kumquat curd. What's your process?
Made exactly the same as you make a lemon curd, except you put kumquats in.
Okay.
It actually sounds really nice.
It does.
And you have to put, of course, more in because they're smaller than lemon.
You've done well, Dallas. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Our mind's blown.
Totally. Yep. It's the wisdom of the listeners that we need.
Native finger lime, says this dear listener, dear texter. Native finger limes are becoming much more popular. It comes in a variety of colours. It's now described as lime caviar.
Yeah.
It's also the Country Women Association's primary product of study this year.
Oh, isn't that fantastic? I love to hear that the CWA is getting into native produce. We do have a number of native citrus in Australia, and they do look beautiful. So the lime It's called finger lime because it's shaped like a stubby thumb, and you can sort of squeeze out the pearls, and they do look like caviar. The CSIRO has also done a few hybrids, so with mandarins and doing some various different limes, beautiful, bright limes, just gorgeous.
One that we haven't spoken about yet, another tree that we have in our garden, is the lemonade. Do you know what the lemonade lemon is?
So is that an old-fashioned type of lemon?
No. Well, it's I know that one that you mean, that beautiful sort of quite sweetish lemon with quite golden skin.
Yeah.
But the lemonade that we have is actually a sort of hybrid. It's kind of a hybrid, and correct me if I'm wrong, won't you, but it's kind of a hybrid between a lemon and an orange. It tastes more, you can eat it more like an orange. There's not the sourness.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that.
It's heaven. It might be a native. I remember some of my mates who had a native bush farm, Tarnock, up in the Gippsland area. They introduced us to it.
I want to be introduced as well.
Yeah. All right. I'll bring you one in next time. Lots of nostalgia around lemons and limes, aren't there?
Yeah, definitely. I think it is that backyard lemon tree that so many people did grow up with or wished they grew up with. And I think also because, you know, as you talked about, you know, they bring us back to health. So we have these sort of cozy memories of honey and lemon, sipping honey and lemon on the couch when we were perhaps with a blanket over us when we were not feeling so good.
It was just yesterday.
Yeah, there you go.
It was great. Had the most beautiful honey. Oh, from a mate's hive.
Oh, that's the way to do it.
Dandenong Rages nostalgia coming here from Kerry, who's in Cockatoo. Says, I desperately miss the kumquat tree at my aunt's place. It's no longer available to us after she died and the house was sold. Think of her every time I see a kumquat, but there were none as good as her tree. But yes, much better and sweeter with the skin. Thank you, Kerry. Mm. I reckon that was my fatal mistake all those years ago. Danny Valant, can you share for me another sweeter kind of perhaps desserty recipe that involves a citrus? Something unusual, perhaps.
You know, do you know tiramisu?
Oh yes, I live for it.
All right, so how about a mandarimisu?
Ooh, has it got coffee in it still though?
No, so mandarimisu is perhaps the more kid friendly version.
My son loves tiramisu.
Okay, well, the coffee and the alcohol do steer some kids away from it, or perhaps has them steered away from it. So instead of masala, in the coffee syrup, you may not put that in.
Right. No wonder the kid loves it so much.
Don't go straight off to bed.
Get ours down on Lygon Street. I haven't actually made it myself.
Oh, I don't think you're going to get drunk off it. But good. So soaking those sponge biscuits in mandarin juice instead of in the coffee syrup, really fresh, lively take on the tiramisu. Mandarimisu, get it in your life.
Special guest caller, Cam from Triple R's Eat It Show. G'day there.
Hi, Cam.
Hi, how you going, guys?
This is exciting. I can't believe I listen to you every Sunday, Cam. It's exciting.
Oh, do you? Wow,
I flick between
stations.
Hey, wow. Cam, did you want to tell us something that we didn't know?
Well, I'm just, I feel mortified that we've been dragged off this delicious subject of the, what was it called, Danny? The mandarimisu?
No, just mandarimisu.
Mandarimisu. Oh, Manda.
Yeah, I know. I made it sound like Amanda had invented it, but no.
Yeah, I thought, who is this crazy Amanda person? I love her already, but yeah. That sounds awesome. It was just a thing to say, you know your lemon you're talking about clearly.
Oh, yes.
It's just called the Meyer lemon.
Oh, that's the Meyer lemon. Okay.
That's the Meyer lemon. And there's the two different types. So the ones we know that, you know, the more sort of butch acidic one is called a Lisbon lemon, and the other one's a Meyer lemon.
All right.
Thank you, Cam. I'm going to go home and just sort of announce that at the dinner table. My husband will say, how do you know more about citrus than I do?
Maybe look at you and go, yeah, good on you. That's great.
And then I'll serve up a mandarimisu and it'll all be
I'll be forgiven. All right.
Yep.
Well, I'll get out of here.
Cam, it's been great. Thanks.
See you, Cam.
Oh, I love experts. You know that funny thing when, like, you get a celebrity caller?
Yeah, that's exciting.
Oh, it's happened a couple of times and that's one of them, putting that on the list. Speaking of celebrities, Danny Valant, cook and writer, thank you for joining us on Afternoons.
That is always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.